This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows. There's a delay.
Turkey and some mistletoe.
It's a button.
Help to make the season bright.
The season is bright. I believe today, for my purposes anyway, is the beginning of the Christmas season officially. It's Thursday, the 21st of December. Last night, yesterday, wherever your clock is at the moment, gave you the benefit of having the shortest amount of, in my business, it's called airtime, but daylight. So we have, starting today, which is the first full day of Christmas, yeah, for me, and the first full day of the winter season, we have lots of things going on that are exciting and fun, so we'll get to them. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show. Jennifer has called it quits until after Christmas. She just can't get over her fever that she's got. So here in good stead is Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Merry Christmas, ladies, to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
We enjoy what there is that's trending, let's find out what's going on in the world, and hopefully it's a lot of good stuff. So what is trending, Victoria? Find the good stuff.
We didn't talk about this before, so now I have nothing good to share. Melbourne, Australia is the number one trending item on Twitter right now. The reason being, Australian police are treating a vehicle incident in Melbourne as a deliberate act. It's that same type of story that we're hearing around the world with acts of terrorism and cars and things like that. We had that in New York City not too long ago. And, of course, in London there's been several cases, and in France. So now Australia, which seems to sort of have been off the map in terms of these types of incidents. Unfortunately, Australia can no longer count themselves out of this. So thoughts and prayers to everyone down
there. Wasn't
there
something over there like this? Was it earlier this year or last year? There was some kind of really wild, crazy, almost rabid guy that did something. I seem to remember Australia getting something in the chops.
Yeah, there was something in a cafe, I think. I don't know if it was a gunman or I think it was just a crazy individual.
It was a crazy guy, though. It wasn't like a terrorist-linked thing.
Oh, okay.
But they're treating this as a terrorist-linked incident.
All right.
Too bad. But there is one little bit of good news.
Okay.
Are you a fan of The X-Files?
I saw the promotion for the movie last night. I've never been, because there are a lot of creepy, crawly creatures in the X-Files.
Well, it's aliens. Love aliens.
No, I don't like those kind of aliens. I don't like the creepy,
only the friendly little E.T. aliens?
The ones, the really creepy ones, like in Independence Day, man, those are creepy aliens. Creepy. No, I don't like those kind of aliens.
Okay. Well,
the ones who are just like us, only they're not as smart.
I have bad news for you. I'm pretty sure if there are any aliens out there, they're probably not dumber than us.
No, they're probably smarter than we are.
Yeah. Okay.
And some levels, it doesn't take much. Anyway, so what did you find?
Yeah, The X-Files is trending because last night, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, the two stars,
got married!
No. No, but they would be a good couple. No, they did a curated playlist of all of the episodes that they think that new X-Files fans or people who are new to the show should see before the reboot comes back in 2018, which is kind of interesting because that's the first time a network or a TV show has kind of handed over the reins to the stars of the show to let them tell the audience, these are the episodes that we think are the really important ones for you to catch up and for you to get a real feel for the show.
Aren't they so much the show? The show is nothing without them.
So much so that they were both busy, and that's why we've waited so long for it to come back. Yeah. Because they just would not move forward without them. Yeah, and they're coming back in 2018. The six episodes that they brought back this year, was it this year or was it 2016? I think it was this year, right?
Was fabulously successful.
It was unbelievably successful, and so they'll be back in 2018, and so now they're prepping everybody.
Yeah, kind of like 24. They're trying to figure out another way of getting Jack Bauer back into it in some way, shape, or form. Even though 24, as it was rebooted last year, did very well in comparison to a lot of other shows that are around that aren't. They don't have regular episodic adventures. They're here as a special for 13 episodes, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so in this circumstance, there is a real move to try to find a way to bring a woman. They didn't like, for whatever the reason, I thought the kid that was the agent was okay. I thought the stories were good. And they did well in the ratings, averaged 10, 12 million people an episode. That's nothing to what they used to have, 26, 27 million, like the, talk about the successful TV shows. When America's Got Talent, not America's Got, American Idol started, like 30 million people a week.
It's crazy, yeah.
Watching that show. Now, if they get 12, 13, 14 million, they'll be ecstatic because of the changes in this last, 3-4 years, how things have so dramatically changed as to how people get their entertainment.
Yeah, and really, DVR. People don't watch things live anymore.
Okay, so let's underscore that with a warning, because I believe as a public service yesterday, Victoria, you told people, or there was in our tech segment, I don't remember where it was, but we went through a list of all the reasons that we ought not to be using our devices. I think it was at
bedtime.
Cell phone
warning. Yeah.
But looking at those screens, man, watching movies on those screens, you are
nuts. That's different, though. That's different. We were talking, I know you're referring to the California, the Department of Health issued warnings about cell phone use.
Right.
That is different. So if you're watching on your laptop or your tablet, that's totally different, and you're fine. Unless you're using cellular service. If you're using Wi-Fi, you're fine. It's the actual cell phone service and the cell phone radiation that's really the danger. So don't watch videos and stream music on your cell phone if you can, because that's where you get a lot of the radiation. But other than that, if people watch on their home devices, the tablets and laptops, totally fine.
Okay. Well, at any rate, and make sure that if you're doing it, you keep youngsters away from it. That's the other thing.
Well, yeah, that too.
And that was another story this week. Wasn't it in school? Something happened with a youngster who had his father told him, or is it the mother?
Oh, no, the father, this is the high school football player.
Right.
He was now pretty much lost his career and for college and everything, taking
Takes
cell
a picture
phone
of
picture
his teacher
of
up in her skirt. Real smart.
Right. So pervy.
What makes a kid that's 14 or 15 that much of a pervert? If his old man did
He was older than that. He already was accepted to Wake Forest, so he must be a senior.
16,
17 or 18.
You see all the stuff on the news about all of the men he has to look up to and what they're getting in trouble for, so it's not really that big of a surprise that someone's doing it.
Wasn't there somebody recently, within the last year or so, who took a took a selfie stick and took a picture walking along the street, sticking the selfie under women's skirts? Wasn't there some kind of whack job?
I'm sure that happens every day.
Oh, my.
Selfie sticks are not good. You know how many? Well, remember last year? I think it was around this time last year.
I can just imagine somebody doing that to you or Kara. Victoria, you'd turn around and slug them.
I would grab the stick and then beat them with it.
I think Victoria was going to say, we were talking about all the selfie deaths. People die from this all the time.
Falling off the cliff.
Yep.
Taking a picture of somebody. Look at that.
Oh, that's the Merry Christmas.
Those are the Darwin Awards. What's a lot about this time every year?
I think that's why I remember this from last year. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Unbelievable. How'd you like my sound effects?
That was actually pretty good. That's way better than the singing and the other things that we hear.
Sleigh bells ring.
You're
listening. It's
60
the hour. It's I get Miles' birthday tomorrow, so that's
he'll be three. Wow.
Be three tomorrow. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Okay, so we have a way to celebrate. Those of you, I found out yesterday I must have hit a nerve here with this trip to Hawaii and making it a Christmas gift. I think we started talking about it just at the right time because four people signed up yesterday for this. So here's the word on the trip, the Your Man Tours, YMT Tour, that was put together to benefit listeners to this program. If you would like to have instruction as to how to sign up for this thing and do it quickly, well, the easy way to do it is get on the phone and call 877-900-4574. You can start actually by looking at details from the brochure that are posted at DJV Show. That's facebook.com/DJV Show on the Facebook page. You can see the banner ad for YMT Tours, picture of me, and then the explanation of what we're going to be doing in Hawaii this March. Come on a Hawaiian celebration, a Hawaiian vacation. Fun time for 13 days with all of the islands. All. Yes. Who else does all the islands? I don't want to leave any stones unturned. I don't want any lava to be not seen. If with our luck, there'll be volcanoes bursting everywhere. We can watch those from the boat. But there are. We're going to go to a volcanic, not an eruption, hopefully, but a volcanic, what do they call them? Not a volcanic, it's a mountain, the, I don't know. It's a
volcano on Maui? It's dormant, but...
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be, anyway. But if we've got... Get a little action there. So there's a lot of time to relax on the beaches, a lot of time to enjoy the authentic island hospitality. It's a grand finale that we'll have at the last day. But through the course of this, we will have great fun. We'll, I'm sure, have great love. We'll experience lots of getting to know you. It's a great way to bring people together who have one thing in common and one thing only, and that's that you listen to this program. That's not all bad. It's actually pretty good because you can talk when I'm not there about me behind my back. 877-900-4574. So please, if you've got an inkling and a hankering to go to Hawaii and you want a good Christmas present for somebody that's close to you, this is a very inexpensive deal considering what there is to offer, what they're going to give you, you won't be able to duplicate any place. So start out at 877-900-4574. You can go to the YMT website, but if you go to facebook.com/DJV Show, or you just go to DJVshow.com, that's probably better. That's where the banner is at the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
DJVshow.com, although we could probably post information about it on our Facebook page. Why don't we do that, too? That makes sense?
Sure.
19 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get your local Lumber Liquidators today.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know that last-minute gift you need? Well, Office Depot Office Max has their best-selling HP laptop bundle on sale, which includes a Logitech wireless mouse, 1 year of Microsoft Office Personal, and McAfee Protection Software, all just $369. That's a $330 savings. Shop Office Depot Office Max for last-minute gifts.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/23. Limit one.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss good.
I think Michael Bublé would be described as a standards operator. Standards are what he, the kind of music he does. Saloon singing, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole from
Crooners.
That ilk. Crooners. Good. Yeah, it's a good word for him as well. So, this is the end of the year for him as well as for everybody else. Last year at this time, he and his wife put their careers on hold among the story of his son's cancer. The family's getting back to their day-to-day. The four-year-old has done quite well. Positive prognosis for him. So Noah is on the mend. The wife is back modeling, and Michael's ready to go back on the road. He gave an update about Noah's condition last winter. We're grateful to report that our son has been progressing well during his treatment. The doctor is very optimistic about the future of our boy. He's been brave throughout, and we continue to be inspired by his courage. The wife says these things, when they happen to you in life, make you realize that the most important thing isn't what you thought it was. It's to have faith, to be strong. And there were nights I couldn't sleep. I prayed, because it's a long process, but thank God the worst is over. So
must be just tough.
Unless you've been there, you haven't got an idea. You haven't got a clue as to what.
I can't even imagine.
Feels like that, nah, doesn't. Yep. So, but he's a good positive influence, I think, on the music world. A lot of people like to see him, and they enjoy.
He's a really good guy
thing.
Too.
Is he? I don't know. You must have interviewed him at some point.
I did once, and he's just a really sweet person and a
really
good guy.
He has that vibe around. He's got that vibe with him. So
he's also silly and doesn't take himself too seriously, so there's a lot of good stuff about him.
Good, 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 good. All right, so nice words of wisdom from Michael and his wife, and good luck to them in the new year. Next up in the musical circle here, which is what we do during this point of each of our hours, here's little Steven Van Zandt, little Stevie from the E Street Band. guitarist for the group, put his own spin on the Ramones album, anthem, Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. He added a third verse about Frosty and Christmas carolers. Let's listen to it for a bit. Has that Springsteenish touch to it.
Yeah.
Right? So this was recorded about a month ago. The band with him and the Disciples of Soul, transforming the song into a bigger sound than what the Ramones did. In our tribute to the Ramones, Stevie said, we're keeping their music alive. We cut it live at a sound check in the Netherlands a couple of weeks ago. I needed a third verse, so I channeled Joey Ramone and wrote what I felt was the third verse that he would have written. His brother Mickey heard the record and gave me his blessing. You may remember the Ramones released the song which Joey wrote as the B-side to their I Wanna Live single back in 87. And then they later tracked it on they used it as the last track of their 1989 album Brain Drain, which came out that March, far from Christmas time, for sure. Marky Ramone wrote of the song in his book, quote, going back to Irving Berlin, nice Jewish boys had a knack for writing catchy Christmas tunes. You know that's true. Most
it
of
is
the
true.
Great Christmas songs have been written by Jews.
So true. Yep.
They're really very interesting. So anyway, the recording of Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight is now available as a digital single. So how would you download that? Go to any one
iTunes.
Of the sources?
iTunes. Yep. Anywhere you buy your downloaded music.
Yeah. Okay. So a nice touch from Stevie Van Zandt of the E Street Band and a tribute to the Ramones. A good Christmas tune. All wrapped into one. Merry Christmas. 28 past the hour.
Teaching others how to treat us. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Most parents will tell me that they value honesty and are hopeful to raise honest children. But unfortunately, most parents I encounter do not really encourage honesty in their children. For example, if children open up and admit to doing something wrong, the reaction we give them as parents will teach them whether or not it is safe to offer honesty. If you, as a parent, scream, yell, or otherwise demean your child for being honest, then you are teaching your child to avoid being honest with you in the future. Although most people know that children learn more by what they see than what they hear, far fewer are actually prepared to be the ever-present role model their children need. For more ways to foster honesty in children, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
As we wrap up 2017 and look back at some of the tech-related headlines that dominated, it was unfortunately filled with stories of data breaches, hacking, and phishing scams, and ransomware. In fact, Jean-Yves Boutin from ESET said it's ransomware attacks that has really grown over the past couple of years.
Yep, it is a very big problem that we've seen the past few years. So what we've seen these bad guys do, the cyber criminals, is that they would try to lock your computer up. So most of them were trying to mimic law enforcement agency, so we've seen them and use FBI for the United States, and then they would ask you for a ransom to unlock your computer.
Jean-Ian says to proactively back up your important files, never click on suspicious links, and use good cybersecurity software like ESET. WeLiveSecurity.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, minerals and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Habla Español. Sí. 34 past the hour. That's it. That's all you're going to get out of me. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the DJV show as we work our way into this Thursday, the 21st. It is National Regifting Day. I don't understand why today is Regifting Day, because Christmas isn't until Monday. Why would you re-gift, or is this from last year going to parties that you're re-gifting? Why would it be today?
I don't know. I agree with you, because I thought that was very odd, too.
Yeah,
but
silly.
Apparently in Colorado, they're the ones who declared this National Regifting Day, and I guess it has something to do with office gifts.
Really?
Because usually by now, people have had their office Christmas parties, and people have either done Secret Santa or whatever, and I guess people then just re-gift them. It's very weird.
It is weird. Unless they're re-gifting, you know, a lot of brownies that have hash in them, that kind of stuff.
At an office party? That's one heck of an office.
Also, it's Crossword Puzzle Day. In newspaper edition, December 21st, 1913, the New York World newspaper at a crossword puzzle, and it became a favorite pastime. You wonder how crossword puzzles get into newspapers? Well, that's the background. The New York World newspaper put a crossword puzzle to occupy people in their times, whether it was, you know, remember, there's barely electricity except in major cities in 1913. Most people are not traveling. We certainly did not have access to a lot of the things that we have today that we take for granted. So having something to read or something to do after dark when you're going to bed. Remember also at the time, most people lived on a farm or in rural situations. It wasn't the kind of population in suburbia or in cities. Remember, suburbia really was a sort of aftermath of World War II. Suburbia, as we know it now, didn't really develop until the early 50s. The kinds of tract homes that were built in these developments, it didn't begin until there was enough money that was circulated that people could buy their own homes. They were cheap homes. I remember we have a neighborhood in Framingham called Appledore, and the houses went for $18,000. Can't buy a car for that today. $18,000 is a slab house with usually 5-6 rooms, a couple of bedrooms, a combo dining room, living room, and a kitchen and a bathroom.
You can buy one of those tiny houses for about that now. You know those shows where the people live in the tiny houses that are about 125 square feet?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think
yeah,
they're right. About 18,000.
Yeah, right. So anyway, that's where we've come and we've gone. We're really having a very interesting now reacquaintance with homeownership. As we explained at one point yesterday, I think, the reality of buying a home is going to change somewhat under this new tax law. There are a lot of different things. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. I think they've upped the ante for people who are at the lowest end of the low-income bracket, so you don't have to pay any taxes. There's a $24,000 deductible automatically, so some people consider that to be, actually, most people consider that to be good. But then when it comes to deductions for mortgages and real estate taxes, that's been curbed. And I really do think that's going to have a negative impact. I don't think these people have thought this through, but then, duh, half the time they don't. Because, again, with the lack of desire to own a home, people will be living in apartments, so the banks will not be lending as much money on mortgages. And people
that's
will
true.
Not.
There's a few, you're absolutely right. I didn't even think about that, too.
Yeah,
that's bad business for banks.
It's going to affect, going to affect a lot of different businesses. So wait and
good
see.
Good for landlords, and they'll jack
the rent
up.
Yeah, it'll be fabulous for landlords. And people like, as I mentioned, Avalon, which is now the up and coming big apartment builder in the country. There's an Avalon everywhere.
Right. There's one by my parents, too. You're right.
Yeah,
that name definitely stands out. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All over the place. Those kinds of outfits. They'll be benefiting. This is a good time, if you have any money, to invest in a real estate investment trust. If I had money, I always like to invest in real estate. But a real estate investment trust, and I believe we have an advertiser coming back in January, which facilitates people putting investments into these real estate trusts so that you can help new construction, help builders that don't have access to a lot of the capital that some of the established builders do. And those will be the guys. I think the smaller builders will come out of this okay because they have less overhead and they can swing, duck with the punches. And so that if you're a small electrician, a small plumber, small carpenter, if you're a finished person, if you are a framer, all those people will, if you have smaller outfits, I think you'll do okay. It's the big ones. I think we'll have a problem. So we'll see. Anyway, it's all speculation at this point. Let's get to the sports news because there's a lot of it today, starting, Victoria, with, is it Michaela Maroney or Michaela Maroney?
I believe Michaela.
Michaela. So what's her deal with, she's a gymnast and she has admitted
she's
something.
She's an Olympic gold medal winner.
Yeah, okay.
And so yesterday her lawyer filed a lawsuit on her behalf essentially saying that USA Gymnastics paid her to keep her quiet about the abuse that she suffered by that former team doctor, Larry Nassar. Now, Larry Nassar has already been charged. He's got, I think, what is it now? It's a few consecutive life sentences, but it's not for these charges again that she's talking about. It's for child pornography that they found him guilty on that as well. He hasn't even gone up yet against these charges, where I think it's over 100 women gymnasts that he has, and actually it might even be close to 200 at this point. So she filed a lawsuit yesterday saying that she was forced to sign a confidentiality agreement. She was paid to sign it, and they asked her not to speak about his abuse, and they didn't want it to go public. She used the money that they, the interesting thing is, she used the money that they paid her to pay for psychological treatment to cope with the abuse that she had suffered. And her lawsuit seeks to nullify that agreement and says that it's illegal, unconscionable, and against public policy and unenforceable. So she basically wants to be able to tell the whole story. And USA Gymnastics is looking so, so bad on this, because it seems like a lot of other people are going to come forward now saying that they also got hush money. So it's just, it's a terrible...
Get the bastard
situation.
And put him in jail. Throw away the key.
See, he's already not going anywhere, but now it's still tough for all the other victims who won't really get that closure because they got him on the child pornography charges.
All of this stuff is like, you know, the head of Medusa, you know the story of Medusa?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All the hair of snakes.
Yeah.
And you cut one off and another one grows. That's what this kind of reminds me of, all of this stuff.
True.
Okay, LeVar Ball.
Oh, yeah.
A no-good SOB as well. So we got all the no-good guys here in the front line. Where are we going? What's this jerk up to?
Well, he is very jerkelburgery, as you would say.
Yes, he's a jerkelburger.
He announced that he's launching a basketball league for nationally ranked players who have graduated from high school but don't want to go to college. They're looking to go right into the pros. It's called the Junior Basketball Association. He said it will be fully funded by his Big Baller brand, and he plans to pay the lowest ranked player a salary of $3,000 a month, and the best player will get $10,000 a month. He's looking for 80 players to fill 10 teams. They'll be based in L.A., Dallas, Brooklyn, and Atlanta. And he said that this is going to be a great jump start for these high school graduates because they'll be seen by pro scouts. They're going to be playing NBA league rules. They're not going to be playing college rules or college basketball.
Where's the money coming from to do this?
He said it's being funded by his Big Baller
brand.
Yeah,
where does that get his money? What's Big Baller?
Well, they sell sneakers and T-shirts and
his
things
family,
like that.
Is this family money?
This is his brand. It's
why does he have a brand?
Because
what is it? Who pays attention to him?
Well, a lot of people, unfortunately.
College basketball player. Yeah.
Well, one of his sons. He has three sons, and one of his sons is Lonzo Ball. He plays for the Lakers, and so his two younger sons, LiAngelo and LaMelo. Now, LiAngelo is the kid from UCLA who was shoplifting in China.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's now signed to play in Lithuania, and his younger brother LaMelo, who's still in high school, is also signed to play in Lithuania. So they will not be a part of this league because they have.
So let me get these names straight. LeVar, LiAngelo, and LaMelo.
And Lonzo.
This sounds like a... Could make it at the... what's the theater in New York? The big black theater in New York? What's the Apollo. Yeah. They get a headline at the Apollo.
Oh, boy. I'm not touching that one.
No, but those names, that's what I'm thinking of.
Right.
So the four tops, you got the four balls.
Yeah, well, it does seem that this league, there does seem to be a lot of interest, and LeVar Ball, as crazy as he is, he's not wrong. He has been pushing for student-athletes in college to be able to make money because, you know, that's against NCAA rules. So
what a joke that is. Those guys, the good basketball players in college that are in the, what is it, March Madness, all those,
right?
That type of player, they get payoffs, they get cars, they get girls. That's a bunch of hoey. Drugs.
Well, but he's saying you can avoid all that if they just get a salary, and then they have to, then they have a certain code of conduct and all this other stuff that they have
to follow. But then what's the difference between college basketball and professional basketball?
That's exactly it. He's saying there shouldn't really be a line.
Oh. Okay. Well.
It'll be interesting to see where it goes. There seems to be a lot of buzz on this and a lot of interest so far.
Well, more people, it's interesting how the deflection of people away from football has brought people into the court, if you'll pardon the pun, the court of basketball interest. More people seem now to be interested in basketball than any of my, I know my son's there. My son was a basketball player in high school and college, and he for a long time played pickup with lots of people in Los Angeles where he lives, and has followed the Celtics rabidly, but he used to be able, he followed the, not only the Celtics, but the Patriots, the Red Sox. He doesn't pay any attention to them anymore, just the Celtics, which I find interesting.
Well, yeah, and just yesterday we were talking about Mark Cuban being asked if he wanted to buy the Carolina Panthers, which is up for sale, and he basically said, why would I? No, first of all, because it's a struggling, you know, league. The NBA is on the rise. They still have a way to go to make as much money as the NFL, but the NBA is definitely picking up, I think, a lot of steam, and I think you're right. Maybe it's because of the NFL's decline.
Yeah, and somebody like Cuban saying that is really very powerful because he's highly regarded, highly respected. He's very visible. So it's somebody, with him taking a shot like that. Yeah. I love the Mavs. I love Dallas. Charlotte is a great city, but I wouldn't turn my back on the city of Dallas. Yeah, that's a
pretty And he also statement. Mentions the obvious safety issues of football, too.
Yeah. Right.
Which I thought was great as well. This is, we talk about it here a lot about CTE and traumatic brain injury, and you wonder, does that really resonate with other people? And then there it is, Mark
people
Cuban
have a
in
conscience.
Black and white.
Yep. Yeah, and I think Cuban has a conscience. I think he's a pretty special guy. Well, I mean, he's very successful, and I don't think that people who don't have something special somewhere in them get to be successful. I think he's... he's very interesting to watch on, if you ever have a moment.
I like him on Shark Tank.
Very good on Shark Tank.
Yeah, he's great.
All those people on Shark Tank are very, very good at what they do, obviously, but they're very good in that circumstance. They all seem completely comfortable. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
Really comfortable. Very comfortable.
That's, right, to me, like the best example of reality TV. Because you can learn something from it.
Oh, it's great stuff.
It's entertaining. I think it's such a great show. I'm happy
Mr.
that it's
Wonderful
still going.
Is a jerk, and you all want to boo him. And
right.
So, and they all make fun of him. All right. By the way, he's nowhere near as old as you think he is. If you see him in person, he's nowhere near. You think he looks about 60-something.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see him, he's not. I think he's in his late 40s, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, he's very young looking if you see him in person.
He's not. He's actually in his 60s, though.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 63.
Huh.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Doug's
alternate facts. No, remember we were going to start a segment? We were going to start a segment called, what was it going to be called? Doug's Favorite Facts? You decide
Doug's
what's
facts.
True?
Yes.
Yeah.
Truth.
You decide what's true.
True. What is it? Truth or a lie? No, this is not truth or lie, but it's truth or something else. Yeah.
Dare.
Yeah, maybe.
The game.
So the Patriots payers got a, they sort of did something that's kind of cute here. They surprised a college player with some scholarship news. What's the news surrounding this news?
Well, actually, I don't have that story right in front of me. If you want to tell us the details of it, but it was a very cute video that went viral.
Yeah.
There's a Tennessee Titan, not a Tennessee Titan, a Tennessee...
Texas.
Is it Texas?
Texas Tech.
Go ahead. Why don't you just tell the story?
All right. So the head coach of Texas Tech, Cliff Kingsbury, called in some big-time help. He surprised... one of the sophomores, a walk-on named Justice Parker, with a big-time scholarship. There's a team meeting going on. Kingsbury said that he had a message from the New England Patriots, who had at that moment just defeated the Steelers. That was when Texas Tech alum Danny Amendola appeared on the screen. He had a message for Parker, but wanted Gronkowski to join in. Gronkness, that's what they refer to his, in all of his Gronkness, announced that Parker was getting a scholarship. So all the kids on the team at Texas Tech went nuts, swarmed Parker, celebrated the news, and so they're closing
their
season.
It's a great video to
that's
see.
That's my favorite thing about all of these stories, because I've seen it multiple times where they award a walk-on a scholarship, and everyone in the room just loses it, and they all hug him, and they cheer, and it's very, very sweet.
Sweet. It's very sweet. Nice. Yeah. Okay, so think of all the good things that we've told people that they didn't know. That's the specialty and the glory of the DJV show. You'll find out something that I guarantee you didn't know. 10 before the hour. You probably did know that.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
T3 after the hour now, Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. Doug contributes a little bit of an outline, and then Victoria goes right for it. And there's some news for Uber fans and Amazon folks coming up in Tech Talk in a moment after we technologically get you lined up for a new job. Or for those of you who are technologically looking for somebody who's really smart to fill a need, if you're a hiring person, no matter whether you have a small business and you're the only one there and you need an assistant, somebody work with you, a salesperson, whatever, or you're medium-sized and you got maybe 100 employees and you need somebody because when one of your key people is retiring, I come up with all kinds of scenarios for you needing somebody new. The point is, I have a good place, the best place for you to go to find the benefits of ZipRecruiter. All you have to do is go online to ZipRecruiter.com/TJV and find the fabulous connections you can make. The technology is fabulous. The people you're going to get as candidates are fabulous. That's why ZipRecruiter is so successful, because they're the number one hiring site, because they don't depend on the candidates finding you. They find them as a service to you. That's what you're paying them for. Duh. ZipRecruiter.com/TJV allows you to use ZipRecruiter free for the first time. So get on board, join the 80% of employers who use ZipRecruiter, and get a quality candidate the next day.
That's pretty fabulous. The whole thing is fabulous. Smartest way to hire, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yes, get a qualified candidate right away and start the new year off fresh with somebody who's really fab that is going to help you go zooming to the top. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, using it free. All right, so what's the story with Uber today?
Well, Uber got another setback, and especially when it's in Europe, it seems to be larger setbacks than usual. They have been officially ruled a transport company and not a digital service. Now, that may not sound like that's that big of a deal, but it really changes their entire business model. Now, Uber has been arguing that it was an information society service, which all they do, they claim, is help people make contact with each other electronically, and that they're not a taxi firm. Now, this came up because they were told in Barcelona that they needed to obey local taxi rules, and they argued that they didn't have to obey that because they're not a taxi company. The European Court of Justice has ruled otherwise, saying you are a cab service, and that's pretty much how you're going to be labeled now. The reason that this has an implication for other businesses like Airbnb, we just talked this week about Shipt, that company coming came out of Alabama that has personal shoppers on an app that they'll pick up your groceries for you and things like that. All of those types of apps / services, they will be affected by these types of rulings. And as this kind of all starts in Europe and sort of makes its way over to the U.S., we may see that more rulings like this will start to creep into the U.S. economy. And a study actually predicted that by 2020, 40% of American workers will work in what they call a gig economy, which is basically you're a part-time independent contractor working for a company like Airbnb or Uber or things like that. 40% of American workers, that's a huge chunk of the workforce. And so by 2020,
changing, man.
It is. And by 2020, we're going to see a lot of legislation that's going to have to be dealt with just because, and Uber's kind of, for good or for bad, it's kind of the test balloon at this point.
Yep. All right. Well, there's that they're bringing about the change, but bigger changes come when you look at the future of Amazon. So what are they working on? What's their latest thing here?
Well, behind the scenes, people may not know, but Amazon and YouTube have been engaged for several years now in a pretty big war, and it's a tug of war for power and for content. And Google, which owns YouTube, actually blocked Amazon's tablets from seeing YouTube videos. So if you've ever wondered, if you have an Amazon tablet and you wonder why you can't watch anything on YouTube, that's why. It's because they've been feuding behind the scenes. Amazon has now figured out, you know what, we're just going to forget about YouTube altogether. They filed a trademark this week for something called Amazon Tube, and they also secured the name OpenTube. The descriptions of both are incredibly similar to YouTube. So either they're going to merge and they're going to create something together, or Amazon will do what it does best and take over and start its own thing.
Start all over again.
I was in what is sort of considered a mall in New York City yesterday doing some Christmas shopping, and it was in the Time Warner Center at Columbus Circle, and the Barnes & Noble bookstore is now called Amazon Books. And I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just Amazon Books now, yeah.
There's a new company called Coinbase that has the Bitcoin thing connected. Yesterday, the SEC said you can't sell exchange Bitcoin anymore until we figure out what it's all about. Now somebody's come up with something called Coinbase. That ought to be fabulous to understand. 59 after the hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.